I don't even want to know. The next day we checked into our hotel in DC. It was a downtown hotel, so I knew the rooms were going to be small because it was like an old building. But this was the view out of our first window. At first I was like, I really don't care about the view. We're not going to be in the hotel room that much anyway. But then we tried to connect to the internet and there was absolutely no way we were going to get any Wi-Fi. We couldn't even get data in that room. And maybe for one or two nights I could like put up with that, but we were there for seven. So I was like, I gotta be that person and I gotta go down and ask to switch rooms. We went down to the front desk and asked for a different room as politely as I possibly could. And the asshole that was working in the front desk didn't look at me the entire time. He didn't say a word. He just made new keys, put them in an envelope and slid it across the desk. And I said, so this is our new room? And he's like, yep. And their five-star customer service continued throughout the entire stay. So we left our key in the room for a day. And listen, I know that happens like every day, all day. Okay. We go up to the front desk in the evening. There is another person working. And I said, I'm really sorry. I need a new key. We don't have ours. And he very rudely asked, what happened to their key? Where'd you lose it? And I said, we didn't lose it. We actually left it in the room. And he asked what room we're in. And I gave him the room number, which you're not supposed to say the room number out loud, but whatever. And he didn't even check my ID. He just gave me a new key, and when he handed it to me, he said, don't lose this one. At one point, I went down to the front desk to this little marketplace thing because they didn't have any machines. I grabbed a bag of chips and I brought it around to the front desk, and I found the woman sitting on a chair with her feet up on the front desk with her eyes closed. And I was like, excuse me, I would like to buy this bag of chips. How much is it? Without even opening her eyes, she goes, $3. So I put the $3 on the desk and I walked away. She never once opened her eyes. The worst part is that the manager was there for both of those interactions. I know he saw what happened and he just did not give a shit. Good help must be really hard to find in DC. No, I will not tell you what hotels these were. Okay, thanks, bye.